Chapter 6, Monkey Business. Back at the zoo, halfway around the world and far from the worries of poachers and hunters, Billy and his zoo friends had other things on their minds. "Dear Connie, your letter made me so homesick for the family, and all that talk about sweet grass makes my mouth water. I couldn't stop snorting and laughing when you reminded me of the trouble we got into sneaking up on Edwin and splashing him. I always wondered if he would play that same trick on us. I'm sorry to hear that you and the family have to move on because of the hunters. Elephants on the savannah don't seem to be able to find a day of peace anymore. Not like here. There's nothing but boring peace here. It's true that with the new space I almost have enough room to run a little, but Lucy hasn't changed. At first, when we were led into the new exhibit, she seemed kind of excited, but that didn't last long. She's gone back to her sad old ways, swaying back and forth and back and forth, or just stands there with her forehead pressed against the wall. I don't think she was always this grumpy and unhappy. It must be because of all the time she spent alone here in the zoo. She's lived in this old concrete box for over 30 years. Hey, I just remembered some real news. Last week, when the keepers were cleaning out cages before the zoo opens for the visitors, the head keeper, Will, started yelling and carrying on. "Jojo's out! Jojo's escaped!" Jojo's the chimpanzee who lives 3 exhibits down from us. He's been here almost as long as Lucy. Jojo's a nice old fella. He likes to tease and play jokes, and he always got a smile for everybody. Anyway, right after Will started up, everyone chimed in. Henry Lion and Johnny Jaguar started roaring. The monkeys in the monkey house jumped up and down and threw fruit and rocks. The pink cockatoos called out all sorts of things, and Parker Peacock fanned his feathers like playing cards. Well, what's new? Parker does that at the drop of a hat. Any chance he can get, whoosh, there goes his tail. What a show-off. Then the real fun began. Sirens blared and policemen jumped out of their cars and ran toward the zoo. The keepers used loudspeakers telling everyone to watch out. Alert, alert, Jojo's out. It was kind of funny. But after a while it seemed kind of stupid. I mean, what can an old chimp do? He's not mean and wouldn't hurt anyone. But these humans in blue suits with guns and clubs rushed through the zoo entrance all upset. One of them got stuck in the turnstile and it took 3 people to get him out. I was laughing so hard that I didn't realize how much noise I was making until the new trainer came over and poked me with the ankus. An ankus is a nasty pointed steel stick that the trainer uses to make us do things. That got me mad. I wasn't doing anything wrong, just watching like everyone else, and he didn't have to use that thing. It really hurt. Lucy and I both have scars from the ankus. Keepers don't seem to realize that if they would just ask us nicely or be a little patient, we'd go all along as sweet as rain. They should know that elephants are polite and considerate. Back to Jojo. The chase took hours. They searched high and low for the old chimpanzee, but no one could find him. Somehow he had managed to pry open his cage latch and climb out. It was almost noon before they finally caught him. Someone yelled, "There he is!" After that, I didn't see much because the keepers had me locked up in the back stall. Later, when they let me back out, Lucy told me that Jojo hadn't run away after all. He escaped from his cage, but after running around for a while, dodging the keepers and police, the old chimpanzee decided the fun was up and went back inside. When the keepers caught up with him, Jojo had snuck back into his cage. And there he was, sitting behind the fake tree, where he has this little hidey hole, munching on some caramel corn that he'd picked up outside on the sidewalk. "Connie, you know it's funny. I was wondering why didn't Jojo escape when he had the chance. He could have been gone in a flash, but he didn't. He just went right back to that dirty old cage. Lucy says that when you stay in the zoo long enough, even if you hate it, it's still the only place you know. There's nowhere else to go and no family anymore. The zoo is the only home you have. Well, not for me. I'm headed back home to Africa as soon as I can." It's been pretty quiet ever since. I think everyone felt a little disappointed that Jojo didn't get away. The Keepers haven't let him out of his back room. They locked him up out of sight from visitors, and there's a sign that says, "Chimpanzee Exhibit Temporarily Closed." Seems like they're punishing Jojo, or maybe he just doesn't feel well now. I saw the doctor give him a shot in his arm with a big needle. Okay, I have to sign off now. Lucy's calling and looks scared. She started to do that a lot these days. All of a sudden she panics. She won't stop crying and bobbing until I come over and put my trunk around her neck. I tell her stories of Africa, and that seems to make her feel safe again. Drop a trumpet on the trunk line. Let me know you and the aunties and grandmama are well. High five trunking. Billy.